Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Masachas Klayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. We're transitioning a little bit over here, because up until now we've been talking about Kilei Zra'im, so now we're going to talk about Ilanos, about trees, which are different than grains and vegetables and beans, which are the three categories. Grains, vegetables, and beans, those are the three categories that the Tosfos Yom Tov began the Masechta with, if you recall, from 2 days ago. So there is no Isser to plant the seeds of two different types of fruit trees together. That's only true when it comes to plants like grains and beans and things like that. The only issur when it comes to trees is to graft one part on another. Grafting means that you take a part of one tree, a branch of one tree, and you make a cut in another tree, and you insert the branch of one tree into the cut in the other tree, and you bind it together so that they grow together. They grow as one unit. That's also to do with trees. So now the Mishnah tells us, ubi ilan, as far as trees are concerned, ha'agosim v'ha'kurstum mullein, pears and crustamullein. What are crustamullein? Not clear. Some type of pear that's, or something very similar to a pear. Haperishim vahauzradim, quinces and sorb apples. Enam klayim zebezeh. These are not klayim with each other. They're similar enough to each other. So the Mishnah is going to discuss pairs of trees that look like each other, and you might think are of the same species and therefore not klayim with each other. And yet the Mishnah tells me that they are not the same species, and therefore they are klayim with each other. So the list goes as follows: hatapuach v'chazrad, an apple and a chazrad. A chazrad is some type of apple that they used to feed pigs with. That's why it was called a chazrad. Rashi, the Bartanur writes, I think, chazrad tapuach ya'ari, a forest apple. Targum v'kaftor v'chizer. So that's a chazrad. The Rash writes that it was used to feed pigs with a chazrad. Okay. Haparsikim vashkedin, peaches and almonds. Hashizofin varimin, jujubes and thorn jujubes. That's how the article translates it. Afalpisha domin zelazai, even though they're very similar to each other. Kalayim zebezai. They're all considered kalayim with each other. They're considered to be separate species, even though they don't seem like they're separate species. Now, Mishnah Hey. Once we discuss that which is kalayim with each other, even though they look very similar to each other, Mishnah Hey discusses types of plants that are klayim with each other, even though they seem to be from the exact same species. So hatznon v'hanafutz, a radish and a nafutz, they're very similar. They look the bulbs of the radish and the bulbs of the nafutz look similar. The leaves look similar, but they're klayim because they taste very different from each other. So therefore, they're considered separate minim. Hachardel v'halafson, mustard and charlock mustard. Delas yavanis imamitzus armutza, a Greek gourd and either an Egyptian gourd or an ember gourd. Even though they look very similar to each other, klayim zebezeh are still considered to be klayim with each other. So we've had five mishnayos in a row of things that are klayim with each other and things that are not klayim with each other. So the art scroll has over here, I'm using the art scroll because I don't know the names of all of these fruits and vegetables, has a summary based on the Chazon Ish of the basic rules that emerged from these five mishnayos. And in the coming mishnayos, we'll be able to go back to a regular type of limud. But the rules are as follows: that number one, the plants of the same species, whatever the chum considered to be the same, are not klayim with each other, and that's even if they look like they belong to different species, because the difference is in how or where they grow. Like if you have lettuce and mountain lettuce or something like that, that's the same. It's just one grows in the mountain, one does not grow in the mountain. But if it's the same species, even though they look different from each other, that they're considered to be not klayim with each other ever. But if you have plants of different species, they are klayim with each other even if they look like the same species. But if they're so similar that they look completely to be from the same species, then they're considered one and are not subject to the Isser Klayim. The Yerushalmi on our Mishnah tells us that it's not necessary for them to look like in every which way, even if they just very strongly resemble each other in their fruits, or they very strongly, their leaves very strongly resemble each other, you're allowed to put them together also. If the taste of the fruit, those very different than their klayim, even if the leaves and fruits look similar. So those are the klalim that emerge from Mishnayos Aleph through Hey of Maseches Klayim, and Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow we'll move on to Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin, which are going to discuss different topics of Kilei Behema and things of that nature. So Be'ezras Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.